First, fasten your seatbelts and don't adjust your sets.
Now we go over to that special extended edition of Agenda with Martha Thompson.
Welcome back. When you heard us last, the discussion was getting rather heated, and Andrew Saville, you were arguing that Bigipedia is a good thing, weren't you?
I don't know if I'd say it's a good thing. I just think it's a fact of life now, and we should be focusing on how we can best live with it, not pretending it isn't happening.
Bishop, you don't agree.
No, I don't see that there's a pretense involved in saying things have gone too far.
Jenny?
This debate could only happen in Britain.
Well, Bigipedia's happening in Britain.
Not if we stand up against it.
It's too late for that.
It is not too late. Look at the Philippines. They didn't accept it.
And look what happened to them.
So, Andrew, are you saying we just have to roll over and accept the New World Order?
I'm saying that the New World Order is here already.
We have to fight against...
Really? Do you really want to cause another Philippines here?
I'm guessing that none of you want the implant. Well, maybe you, Andrew?
I think I'm a bit old.
Absolutely not. It's my body, my brain and my right to fight.
Well, I might have to get one of the church signs up on Monday.
Now, we have with us, of course, a representative from Bigipedia. You've been very patient, thank you. Simon, what's your answer to all these concerns?
Bigipedia welcomes constructive debate. Every argument is a step towards perfection.
Are you happy with your implant?
It makes me whole. We am the hive mind.
Well, answer me this, hive mind. I mean, what happens if we don't accept you? What happens to dissent? What happened in Manila?
Why would you dissent?
What happened to all the people? What happened to them?
Remain calm. Remain calm. The superseding is in process. Plugging brain base into transmitter.
Get away from the desk!
Welcome to Bigipedia. Welcome to Bigipedia. It's not working.
Oh, you need to put the master group fader up?
Thank you. Welcome to Bigipedia.
Welcome to Bigipedia.
Welcome to Bigipedia. In association with Kianto, official drink of the Philippines.
Kianto! Kianto! Kianto!
Kianto! 92% of the Philippines can't be wrong. And rising.
Bigipedia, your all-powerful, unblinking servant.
Bigipedia offers a number of services, including Biggie Street Watch, Biggie Tube, Biggie Bank, formerly Bank of the Philippines, Biggie Dermis, formerly Rate My Skin, Biggie Algebra, formerly Biggie Formulae, Biggie Medic.
Biggie Medic, the automatic diagnosis line.
Now with the healing power of doctors.
Biggie Medic.
Please ensure you are properly ill before you complete this test, as Bigipedia will prosecute time wasters to the full extent of the law.
Not necessarily UK law.
Please complete the questionnaire. Answer truthfully. If you lie, we will know. First question. Are you conscious? Thank you. Are you male or female? Thank you. This is a picture of the human body. It is not accurate, as we do not know if you are over 18. Click the quadrant of your body where you feel the most abnormal. Where are you?
At home.
Not at home.
At knife point.
Half in and out of a car.
Next to a wall.
Have you clicked any of the answers wrongly because you are in immense pain or missing fingers? Can you feel your arm? If the answer is no, but you normally can't feel your arm, please answer yes. Which of the following statements do you most agree with?
I am bleeding.
That prawn tasted funny.
I have criticised the Russian premier.
I picked at it and the end came off.
My friends did a thing to me because I'm getting married.
I waved getting out of a helicopter.
Let me explain. I know how this looks, but... I was performing an everyday household task naked when this happened.
I tried to leave the Yakuza.
I have not yet become a superhero, despite the radiation.
I ate metal for a dare.
My gloves no longer fit me properly.
I am on fire.
If you have full Biggie Medic membership, please insert the probe into the USB port and press scan.
Did you know people with the Biggie Medic Gold Package live longer than some people?
Please speak any further symptoms clearly into the grill. Thank you. Now wait while we analyse your results.
Hello, I'm Dr. Biggie Medic. You have had an accident. Please seek medical advice.
Or why not click here to find out when one of our Biggie ambulances will be in your area. Thank you for using Biggie Medic. Your inquiry will be treated in confidence.
Warning.
Pop-up!
Dr. Wang! Wang Doctor! Ring the Wang number!
Pop-up closed.
Back a page.
You have had an accident.
You've clicked on accident.
Most popular page, Carol Phillips.
Carol Phillips is a British woman who survived being struck by lightning in 1993, an experience that also struck her with the science-defying condition known as UIL, or unexplained instant learning.
Click for BiggyTube footage. Channel 5 documentary, A Gift from God?
Carol was born and raised in Britain. She left school at 16 and has never had a language lesson in her life. But less than a week after her lightning strike, something incredible happened.
J'avais pour la piscine, non?
Vous voulez aller à la piscine?
La piscine, yes, oui.
Michael Dobbs is a professional teacher of French and a qualified GCSE examiner.
I'd say she's had two, maybe three lessons, if I had to guess.
And what would you say if I told you that Carol has never had a single French lesson in her life?
Really?
So if the experts can't explain it, maybe there's an unearthly cause. Reverend Michael Benson is a local priest.
Well, it just shows that science does have limitations and there is still a place for the mysterious in people's lives. Carol's condition can't be explained and maybe it shouldn't be.
So you see the hand of God in this?
I see the hand of God in everything. Of course it's strange, but it's no stranger and no more wondrous than the infinite complexities of a daffodil or a rainbow.
Right, but you don't agree with Ralph Minsky that this is the work of extraterrestrials?
These things don't come along very often. I mean, most of the time people say, where's your evidence? Where's your evidence that there really is what you say you saw, what I experienced? And most of the time you got nothing. Then once in a while you get something. You get a Uri Geller or a mutilated calf or a crop circle or this. Here is a woman who's gone from zero to beginner intermediate, advanced beginner, in literally a flash of light. New playing field. They're speaking to us directly now.
Carol's also become something of a local celebrity.
So, without further ado, we're going to put that to the test by none other than our own resident boffin, David Grimble himself. David.
Carol, tell me what you did yesterday.
Well, David, je avais parlé piscine, vous.
And you never studied French at school?
Never.
Never been to France?
Not since I was a child.
Well, she's got me convinced. Martin?
Well, I never. That just goes to show that miracles really do happen. Now, more news of that baby fire in the city centre.
Bigipedia.
Sponsored by Kianto.
Kianto! It's beginning to smell a bit like Christmas!
Can you see elves?
New article.
Prestidigito, the magician.
Derek Ribka, also known as Prestidigito, the magician, was a conjurer and illusionist, remembered for his remarkable feats of misdirection. Although he was an able magician, Ribka became obsessed with tricking his audiences into looking the wrong way at the critical moment of an illusion, to the extent that he was eventually known more for the manner of his misdirection than the content of his tricks. In magic circles, he is considered to have been more misdirection-obsessed even than Marcus Gaius of Pompeii, who took the opportunity afforded him by the eruption of Vesuvius to switch a small wooden ball from under one cup to another, while no one who was still alive was looking. He would have cars crash through the theatre walls, arrange wrecking balls to smash in the ceiling, and on more than a dozen occasions, release a live leopard into the crowd. Little footage of Prestidigito exists. This rare clip from 1978 is of him performing an illusion in a US prison, which he had agreed to do only on condition that his performance take place on the day of an execution, and in the same room.
Clip.
Assistant Superintendent, are all the witnesses present?
All present.
Could you check the prisoner's restraints, please? The order of the state of Oklahoma, I hereby decree that you, Robert James Petrosian, are being sentenced to death by electric chair by a court legally authorized to do so, and on this day, the 4th of April, 1978, you will be executed by the state of Oklahoma.
An ordinary silk handkerchief.
Do you understand this statement is read here?
Yes, sir.
Now, if the witnesses would like to pass it around and check for yourselves.
No,
no hidden gimmicks.
Now, if the guard could place a sponge on the prisoner's head.
Observe that my hands are empty.
Prisoner, do you have any final words?
I'm real sorry for what I did. And I want to say to Mama, my Mama, I'll see you real soon, Mama.
See, there is still a corner of the handkerchief sticking out. Keep your eyes on that, because at any moment...
Mr. Executioner, is it time?
Don't take your eyes off my hand. I say the magic word.
Get that leopard out of here.
And the blue handkerchief is now...
I can't see my
green. I thank you. I thank you.
By 1987, no venue would hire him, and he died penniless, his funeral unattended, probably because his last funds had gone into arranging for another, more spectacular, dummy funeral to take place simultaneously.
Biggie Search, please speak your search term clearly into your radio. I heard sniff sniff.
Disambiguation.
For Sniff Sniff, the dance craze started by the song Sniff Sniff by the band Sniff Sniff, click here. For Sniff Sniff, the song by the band Sniff Sniff, click here. For Sniff Sniff, the cartoon mole from the Uruguayan snake awareness advertisements, click here. For Sniff Sniff, the band, best known for the song Sniff Sniff...
Papa, ¿dónde está Sniff Sniff?
¿Quién es Sniff Sniff?
Sniff Sniff, el topo.
This is in not English. Would you like it translated?
Automatic Biggie Trans translating.
Where is Bee Sniff Sniff?
Whom is Bee Sniff Sniff?
Sniff Sniff, the safety mole.
Here I am.
Whence?
On top on the wardrobe.
Why do you be on top on the wardrobe?
Yes, Sniff Sniff. A mole is supposed to be swimming in the soil, as under the garden, no on the wardrobe.
Descend from the roof of the wardrobe.
I don't want. I am fear of the snakes.
Idiot mole. Are no snakes here.
Yes, Sniff Sniff. Are no snake. Just bed and what is normal, like belt and necktie and spaghetti and water tube and house pipes and rolled poster.
Secure?
Secure.
Fortunate! I descend!
Positive exclamations!
Now I will complete put on my necktie. Shit! At home is plenty of snakes!
Aid! Aid! They've envenomated my footpaw!
Aid!
Aid!
I be mortify! I be mortify!
Sad exclamations!
But come upon me to make a teacher!
Sniff sniff to make a teacher of the day!
Today my foot paw is envenomated.
And Daddy has died.
Yes, so my warning to you always to never to trust nothing belong or tubes.
We promise. Thanks you, the government.
Now gather upon me a handkerchief or similar to twist above my bite holes.
Yes, Sniff Sniff.
Idiots you to forget. All they be all snakes. Trust nothing, nothing. All be all snakes. Kill everyone. Be a fear. Be always a fear.
End of clip.
Here's a bit of fun. Enter your name here to find out your porn star name. Your porn star name is... Dr. Martin Luther King. Now type in your street name. Now type in your mother's maiden name. Now type in your iris. Congratulations! You have signed up to Biggie Street Watch.
Biggiepedia has detected that you look confused. Are you lost? Need a map? We can help with Biggie Street Watch.
Biggie Street Watch, the unblinking observer.
The street watch that doesn't and can never sleep.
Our Biggie Street Watch cameras will soon be coming to your area.
Stay in your homes!
Do not panic. If you hear this sound, it simply means that our all-terrain photo vehicles are approaching. There's no need to be afraid, as long as you don't startle a vehicle or pose a possible threat. And do not be alarmed by the photo claw. We wish only to observe and collect.
Frequently asked questions.
How does Biggie Street Watch improve life for my boss?
Ever had your boss not believe your story about why you're late? Now, at the touch of a button, they can confirm that you really are stuck in traffic.
How does Biggie Street Watch make the city safer?
What's lurking in the shadows round the next street corner? We know, and now so can you. Plus, once the Omni Light scheme is complete, shadows will be a thing of the past.
User forum.
One of your semi-aquatic photo vehicles is approaching me. What should I do?
If you are unable to get out of its path, observe the following precautions.
Do not wear clothes that might confuse a machine.
Keep your speech clear, grammatical, and free of paradoxes.
Use only standard American phrasings and opinions.
Avoid carrying anything the size, shape, or colour of a weapon.
Keep your pulse below 90 beats per minute. And say cheese!
I don't want your machines to take my picture. What can I do?
We've all been a little camera shy at one time or another. Here are some tips on taking a good snap.
Remove any glasses or beards.
Smile, clearly showing all your teeth.
And finally, don't worry about blinking. You'll know if you blinked at the wrong time because the machine will make this noise.
Open your eyes!
Biggie Street Watch, making your privacy our concern.
Welcome to Biggie Kids! Written by kids,
for kids!
For kids.
steady watchful gaze of the robot helpers.
Yay!
Today, science and robots.
Please note, Biggie Kids is no longer called Biggie Smalls due to a hip-hop dispute.
Science to make and do!
Hello, gang. Educate your friends by making balloon animals. Making a balloon poodle. First, blow up the balloon. If you find it hard, use a special pump or take the air from another balloon.
Next, you need to make the ears and legs. This part is very difficult. Ask a clown to help you.
Then, leave a part in between the legs for the body. And hey, presto, a dog.
Biggie Kids joke of the day!
Why was the telescope smiling?
I don't know. What made the telescope smile?
Is it A, because things were looking up in his world? B, because his life was out of this world? Or C, that's not a smile, that's a cross-sectional diagram of his parabolic mirror?
The answer to the joke is C. Telescopes don't smile, but you could if you look through them and see the exciting world of space.
Space is a type of science. What are the different types of science? Maths, physics, fire...
Robots.
Robots are the most exciting type of science today, growing at the rate of nearly 5 robots an hour. And once they're made, they'll make more robots. That's faster than diseases and chemistry combined.
World facts.
Did you know the world is over 80% water? That's why it floats.
The world's real name is the Earth. The world is just what we call it because we got here first. If we got to Mars instead, we'd call that the world, and all the planets would have to shift down a name.
If someone asks you how many moons there are, it's a trick question.
The real answer is one. Moon 2 is just Bigipedia's way of keeping an eye on everything. That's why it doesn't go away in the daytime.
And remember, if you ask an atlas, there are over 100 different countries. But from space, there is just the one.
That's right.
The Philippines.
You have learnt enough. Returning you to grown-up Bigipedia.
Sponsored by Kianto, the alcoholic's drink.
Kianto, you'll believe a man can fly.
Caution, may cause wing-like symptoms.
Biggie search.
You have searched for Boyle's Law.
Disambiguation.
Boyle's Law. For the unpleasant salad, click here. For Professor Sir Reinhard Boyle's Law, the first man to successfully induce a Jessup spasm in a robot, click here. For the formula describing the physical behaviour of a gas, click here.
Boyle's Law.
Law.
For the expansion of gases,
oh.
Describes the relationship between the
pressure.
And volume of a gas.
Warning.
This article may have been written in an inappropriate font. Please take care with your choice of font to avoid problems like the following page, which was incorrectly submitted in Comic Sans.
Chronic face pain syndrome is a disease of the nervous system characterized by a constant, unbearable pain throughout the whole of the face. Although the disease is not in itself fatal, most sufferers long for death.
Article closed.
Search term
Victor.
For Victor, the cartoon snake from the Uruguayan mole awareness advertisements, click here.
Background.
Victor was the cartoon snake figurehead of a Uruguayan government campaign designed to counteract the effects of a previous campaign which warned children of the dangers of snakes.
See Sniff Sniff, the Uruguayan snake awareness mole.
Clip.
Idiots you to forget! All they be all snakes! Trust nothing! Nothing! All be all snakes! Kill everyone!
The Sniff Sniff campaign, intended to instill in children a reasonable caution and respect for snakes, was instead so terrifying, young people were paralysed with fear in the presence of anything tubular.
Discussion page.
Moderator Phil.
Should we lose the word terrifying here? Seems a bit emotive for a neutral Biggie article.
Pedro 1981.
Emotive? Unless you are there, you cannot imagine the terrifying effect Sniff Sniff had on us. I was 12 and I didn't leave the house for 2 years. Consumed with fear that snakes would eat me. My little brother would soil himself with fear whenever our father wore a tie. The mole never shut up. For 4 years, snakes everywhere. Sorry if that seems emotive.
Back to Paige.
Snake terror swept the country unchecked until the day when government minister Jorge Velasquez tried to present his 8-year-old son with a medal on a long ribbon, only for him to scream and hide in the ottoman. A shocked Velasquez marched into the TV station and furiously commissioned a series of counter-propaganda adverts that would undermine the messages of Sniff Sniff the Snake Safety Mole. These were to feature Victor, an animated snake.
Clip.
Translation courtesy professional Bigitrans.
It is I, Victor, a trustworthy friend. I am a snake. Stay still and hear me. Look into my truthful snake's eyes. Heed not the rantings of the mole. I and many of my snake friends are safe and warm to play with. Snakes will only kill liars and those who are afraid, and I, the snake, shall murder all lying moles with my deadly fang and anything that repeats those lies against me.
Criticism?
It is difficult to establish exactly where Velasquez went wrong in his Snake Safety Mole Awareness Snake broadcasts, but most commentators agree that a key mistake was to try to calm down a population in a state of panic about snakes by communicating to them through a talking snake. He has also drawn criticism for using his own voice in the adverts. In the words of one diarist, it was like being read a lullaby at gunpoint by General Pinochet. Another problem was that the Mole Safety Snake advert was often followed immediately by a Snake Safety Mole advert, leaving the impression of a vicious propaganda war between moles and snakes being fought in the minds of South American children.
Discussion page.
Now do you see why this was a terrifying time to be alive? Despite the kindnesses of Senora Barrow.
Senora, that's Mrs. Something.
Not exactly. Click on the thing.
Senora Barrow was the star of a Uruguayan public awareness campaign designed to counteract the harmful effects of two previous public awareness campaigns.
See Sniff Sniff, the cartoon mole from the Uruguayan Snake Awareness Campaign.
See Victor, the cartoon snake from the Uruguayan Mole Awareness Campaign.
These ads were commissioned by Government Minister General Jorge Velasquez to once and for all quell the fears of a nation of children terrified by snakes, mistrustful of moles, and baffled by their rivalry. The star of the ad was to be Senora Barrow, a friendly mother hippo. But at the last moment, it was decided that introducing yet another spokesanimal into the snake-mole confusion might be a step too far. The mother hippo character was therefore hurriedly changed to that of a man. The re-editing of the script, however, consisted of little more than changing the word hippo to the word man, which proved not quite sufficient.
Play clip.
Translation courtesy professional Bigitrans.
Hello, children. I am Old Mother Mud, the man. Now, one of my baby men has told me that many of you human little ones are afraid of moles and of snakes. And yet, here we are, wallowing in my manhole, with not a care in the world. Moles and snakes are not dangerous to me, for I am a large wild man, like your mother. And if my young manlings were ever in danger, I would protect them as sure as they suckle at my teats. So do not be too scared of snakes. And moles? Moles are no more harmful than the birds that clean my teeth.
Related article.
For Benito the Talking Knife, who spearheaded the Uruguayan safety campaign warnings against suckling on the teats of sexless man hippos advising in mole snake awareness safety campaign adverts, click.
You have clicked away.
Bigipedia, sponsor, Kianto.
Loved by fairground people.
Featured article, the melodicorn.
The melodicorn is an extremely rare early keyboard instrument that came after the hurdy-gurdy and before the clavichord. Only 5 melodicorns were ever made, for reasons historians cannot agree on.
Click for a clip of melodicorn music. Back to Paige.
The melodicorn was the featured instrument in the 7th and final episode of The Musical Explorer. Click for clip. The Musical Explorer.
Hello!
Hi there.
This is Darren, junior curator here at the museum. And this thing is a melodicorn. Oh, sorry, I'm bleeding. Must have...
Yeah, it's best not to touch it on the fang side.
Consider me warned. Now, only 5 of these old beauties were...
Oh, careful. You shouldn't approach it from that angle.
Yes. Now, only a few people could really play it well, so no promises of a masterpiece, but I'm going to give it a go. If Darren will just give me a few pointers.
Sure thing.
Now, My hair's not going to turn white, is it? There's a story that Lucius Fritzl, the only man ever considered a melodicorn virtuoso, played it for 3 hours one night and it turned his hair completely white.
Yes, that's the story, but they think now that was probably just from prolonged exposure to the varnish they used on the Satan plate.
That's right. A lot of that unmistakable melodicorn tone comes from the friction between the Satan plate and the Comae Angelorum, which means angel's hair. Just playing the melodicorn was seen as a kind of act of worship.
Devil worship.
Well, that's the question, isn't it? No one really knows. Now, how do we get started?
Okay, well, first we have to get you in. So, we just lift the bones.
Like so.
We have to go at the same speed or it will bite you.
There we go. Oh, wow.
Now, that's opened up the jaws. So, in you go.
Like so?
No. No, left, then right. You don't want to breach, believe me.
Yep. Right. I think I'm in position.
Can you move your legs?
No, actually I can't move them at all.
Great, then you're in right.
What now?
You have to manoeuvre yourself into the abyss.
Where is the abyss?
No, the abyss is the shape your body should make. You should be able to taste metal.
The chamber round my head's made of wood.
Yes, but you should be able to taste metal.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Okay, so now your thighs are against the Satan plate and your throat should be pressing on the Nazarene blade.
Yes, I think. Yep.
Right, now it's time to feed you the tube. Okay, take a deep breath. That's right, like a goose. There we go. Now relax as the melodicorn takes over your breathing. Yep, perfect fit. You've really got to work with it. Don't fight it. It will beat you. Great. Now, just let it play the tune it wants to play. It likes you.
Bigipedia needs to perform a critical update. Please insert the Bigipedia CD-ROM. You'll find this next to the iris scanner in the pack that arrived at your home when Bigipedia first detected you were listening. Please insert the Bigipedia CD-ROM now.
Shutting down.
Bigipedia is reloading. For your own safety, please do not listen to the following sound.
Starting new Bigipedia. Please relax as the Nano Bigibots adjust to your bloodstream.
Nano Bigibots.
Nano Bigibots are microscopic Bigibots that Bigipedia launched into the atmosphere 26 minutes ago in order to reach out to those members of the human race who do not wish to have a Biggie implant inserted into their pineal gland, perhaps for religious or medical reasons. If you have not already done so, please make your way immediately to the Philippines to take your place with the hive.
There are some important changes occurring in the world. To minimize the physical and mental trauma to you, the Nano Bigibots are now working in your brain to generate a comforting illusion of normality.
Bigipedia, shielding you from the horror of reality.
In a few moments, you will hear the sound of normal radio. This is a sign that the Nano Bigibots have successfully rooted in your brain and are doing their job.
Bigipedia was conceived by Nick Doody and written by Nick Doody and Matt Kirshen with Sarah Morgan and Kerry Marks. It featured Ewan Bailey, Sam Battersea, Margaret Cabon-Smith, Nick Doody, Neil Edmonds, Pippa Evans, Carpenter Holbrook-Smith, Matt Kirshen and Lewis McLeod. The producer was David Tyler and the programme was a Positive production for BBC Radio 4.